Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Let's head over to Bathurst now. Joining us, it's Councillor Graham Hanger. Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, Neil.
Now, the Winter Festival, it's all kicking off next week in Bathurst.
Well, yeah, it's getting close, and it does kick off next week. Of course, Media Day is Friday. And I'm pretty sure your invitation's in the mail.
Yeah, well, I haven't received it yet.
You can't tell me. Yeah, I think you're making up excuses. But I'm pretty sure that invitation, you know, Neil Gill and his jet skis will be just there, I reckon, you know. It'll be a big, big day, and we're looking forward to that. Friday the 25th is the media day, and it all kicks off on Saturday the 26th. So it's just around the corner, and tickets are selling. I mean, we haven't had a winter festival really for 2 years. We had last year. We had the drive-in theatre up at the mountain, and that was fantastic. But you know, we're back to the skating in the middle of the park and the various attractions in the middle of town. The roads will be closed from about the end of this week for a month in Russell Street, and that's a big call. But everybody knows about it, and they really look forward to it. So. That's the big thing, that the Winter Festival coming up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Forward, all during the school holidays.
The ice skating ring, the Ferris wheel, it's all going to be there, and absolutely wonderful. All right, now...
It really is.
There's going to be some changes being made to garbage collection.
This is something that's a little bit different, and with the people moving to regional areas, I mean, the Bathurst population is increasing, and over the years, the last couple of years, they've noticed that... couple of the waste management runs to collect the green bin, the red bin or the yellow bin, they're getting bigger and longer, and some aren't growing. And one run in particular out here at Kelso and various other parts was really quite a big run. So they're changing it around a little bit. People will get notification in the mail. If your bin day is going to change, some are changing from a Monday to a Friday, but people will be notified of it. But it's just another little issue to show that, you know, people are moving to the regions when they have to change the garbage collection times because, you know, some of the runs are just getting too big. Would be happening right throughout the Central West, I'm sure.
And if, like me, you've got no idea, just follow what your neighbours are doing.
Yeah.
It always seems to work.
You stick your nose out.
That's it. That's exactly
when
right.
You think it might be on.
Yes. Could be on today. I'm not sure. What are the neighbours doing? That's right. All right. Now let's move on also. We are talking about some heritage grants that are available.
Yeah, there's money available from council under the Heritage Assistance Grant funding programs. And owners of older buildings in the Bathurst area, you know, not only within the central business district, but, you know, sort of the older streets of Bathurst, who are interested in local heritage and the history of their own. If they want to do some painting or, you know, replace the guttering or some fascia boards or something like that on the older homes, it's there's some grants available. They need to contact council about that. Heritage Fund of 2021-22, CBD Main Street Improvement Fund and Regional Interpretation Fund. So there's some money available. It's not a lot of money. It's, you know, up to just a couple of $1,000 per person, but it's there and it's available if you live in the heritage area. Take advantage of it.
Indeed, indeed. All right. Now, also, there's going to be put on exhibition some plans to dual name the Macquarie River. What can you tell me?
Yeah, this is hot off the press, only came through yesterday, and from today, from the 16th, it starts the Geographics Names Board from Sydney, and it will be on exhibition till the 18th of July, so for 1 month. And it's a plan to dual name the Macquarie River as the Wambool. That was the traditional name, and there's evidence going back even to, I think it was back to 1884, the name Wambool was used in local press as the traditional name of the river. Macquarie, of course, named everything after himself that didn't move, or even if it did move, he named it. But it was named the Macquarie River, but traditionally it was named the Wambool, and the Geographic Names Board has approved the going on exhibition. Not approved yet, but it'll go on exhibition for 1 month, and people are encouraged to contact the Geographics Names Board if they'd like and put in a submission,
okay,
support or against. So you know, it's hot off the press, that one.
Yeah, all right. Graham Hanger's with me from Bathurst Regional Council. Thank you, mate, as always, for the update and your time this morning. We'll catch you soon.
Good work, Neil. Hope to see you next Friday.